the tables with Messiah tanking it up. I do not believe, just believe.
What's up, lad?
No, you might hit that over.
Hello, and welcome to episode 493 of the League Rundown, brought to you by the Trinity Force Network. This episode is sort of entitled, kind of lovingly, The New Year's Eve Rant. I'm your host, Sean Jalita Duffy. I'm joined today by a single esteemed co-host. We have Jack Zoman.
I think I should get ever present for being the only person who's here on this one.
You should get the only one to show up in 2024. How about that?
I'll take it.
The only one who's been here all year. It's just been you and I all year, man. That's wild.
True. Anyway, twitch.tv/Jack Zoman. Come watch me play ranked when it starts next week and probably get trolled out of everything again.
Oh, I should plug mine. Now that it's, you know, I can actually talk right after you, I can remember. I'm streaming at twitch.tv/JigglyDuffy. Just throw a Y at the end of my normal name here. Watch me play Scary Game and League of Legends sometimes.
Come watch him play and tell him to get more channel point redeems.
Oh, yeah, I always forget. You guys got to suggest some things.
I've got fun ones on my channel now. I added new ones. You can make me moo. You can make me sing songs.
I hate everything about that. I like the songs one. The songs one is funny. I don't know about the moo one. So anyway, if you have
you know I'm a VTuber
ideas,
now, right?
I you've said a word. It went in one ear, immediately out the other. I heard nothing else. Sounds like you're on YouTube. That's great. Good for you. Moving on. Jax and I are meeting actually on Friday the 5th. This is a bit of an emergency cast. And for those of you who have been following us for a while, this may sound a little familiar. A couple of years ago, Sam and myself, and I believe one or two others, Jax, were you there on that one?
I don't think I made that one.
I don't think you did either. One or two others maybe. Jumped on an emergency cast in the middle of the week, which this is also kind of the middle of the week for us. It's an atypical recording day, which is why Jax and I are the only ones present. Because LEC was not even just rumored, had announced a partnership with NEOM. Do y'all remember what NEOM is? Jax, do you?
I don't remember what it stands for.
I don't know if it actually was an acronym, to be honest.
Wasn't
with
it?
You.
I thought it look was. That up.
It's derived from two words. The first three letters from the ancient Greek prefix neo for new, and then the fourth letter is from the abbreviation of mustaqbal, I think is how you pronounce it, but probably off there, which is the Arabic word meaning future. So is the new future, combining those two together.
I found it. It was you, Ian, and Sam, and it was 3.5 years ago.
Wait, no. That can't be right.
July 31st, 2020.
Oh, my fucking God. That hurts. All right. We're going to pretend once again that Jax didn't say anything for the second time this podcast.
I think that's going to be a recurring theme here.
I think it will be.
To be fair, that is a recurring theme in general for us.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I am hosting, there are many instances where Jax's words simply do not exist in my mind. NEOM was going to be a pretty large sponsor of the LEC, which I believe was in its infancy. It may have been the second half of their very first year being the LEC. Was 2020 the kickoff year?
No, I think that was their second year.
2018? Okay.
They were either 2018 or 2019, so it might have been their
third
year.
I think they were a year after LCS franchising, right?
Yeah, they were like
it was a year later.
1 year later.
Yeah, so it would have been 2019 was their first year. Second year, NEOM was going to be this big sponsor. And not only did the community rise up, but casters and production team and other members of LEC rose up against anything having to do with NEOM. And that is because NEOM is an urban city thing adventure project put together by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is a country in which many different types of people would simply not be allowed to live.
Yep.
And in fact, would and have been executed for existing as they are, harming no one. And there were many members of the LEC cast who would actually have to be very careful traveling to Saudi Arabia, or would simply be not allowed entirely. At the time, I'm referring to Frost Curran, an openly gay lesbian woman, which is not just frowned upon in Saudi Arabia. You can be executed for it.
But here's the thing, though. Quick shot. Married to a woman, they would have probably gone after him, too, because he had bits where he slapped DeFicio's ass and they kissed on broadcast.
It's true.
Like, Saudi Arabia is that strict and that totalitarian and crazy.
Their crown prince is also literally responsible for the murder of an American journalist. Like, yep. This is not a normal old country, and this project was very specifically funded and is entirely a part of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Now, why are we talking about this? Why are we meeting on a Friday? Why did I make too much pasta yet again right before this cast?
I mean, that's just because time, pasta is delicious.
It is, and it's because time is a flat circle. All mistakes made before tend to get made again. I will continue weekly to make too much pasta, and Saudi Arabia will continue to try to get its greedy little paws on anything they can in the entertainment industry. In fact, a lot of the OPEC-positioned countries within the Middle East, which is basically a coalition of oil-producing countries, who all kind of band together to do what they want in general world affairs because they control such a large piece of the oil pie, which includes the country of Qatar. Keep that in mind. We'll come back to that. Saudi Arabia is entering the League of Legends scene in a big way. They've actually already done some outreach into it, and I do wish Sam was here to talk a little bit more about it, because we have some friends of ours who are actually over in Saudi Arabia doing League of Legends work and esports work as a whole. Grant Rousseau, formerly of XL, actually a couple of years ago left to become, I believe, the general manager of the Falcons, which is a directly funded by Kingdom of Saudi Arabia esports team. It's really owned by the country, and by virtue of that, owned by the crown prince, who once again murdered an American journalist for reporting negative things. I want to keep hammering that point, that this is the type of people who are involved, and nothing this large, like the $54 million getting thrown around, apparently, according to a report by Jacob Wolf, which you all should read. I'm going to try to make sure we get this linked within our podcast, because it's definitely worth it. And I'm going to be pulling a lot of the information from this, because Jacob does great reporting and needs to be supported.
Yes.
And you guys should all read it, but it's just going to come with a little bit of extra flavor here, because we're going to talk about, you know, how this really affects League and how it has affected League in the past. This fucking sucks. I mean, shit, dude, I could just go on a full diatribe. I don't have anything prepared here. Neither Jax nor I do. We're just kind of doing an emergency thing, and we're fucking pissed.
We're not known for our preparation skills. Let's be honest.
Certainly true. If the League wasn't actually scheduled out already, we would not know how to start any individual episode.
Yeah. All right. Let me break down what Jacob Wolf is actually saying first, because I think it is important to understand what we're dealing with. The Saudi Arabia government is hosting an esports World Cup event, which is going to have a League of Legends tournament as a part of it. So to be clear, this is not going to be part of the major international event schedule that Riot does for the major leagues. This is not going to be the rumored winter split event. This is not going to replace MSI. This is not affecting Worlds. This is its own separate thing. Kind of like how IEMs used to be, if you've been watching for a long time and remember old the like Extreme us. Masters tournaments.
This is, just for the record, for everyone who doesn't remember this, this is when TSM actually won something.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
TSM won an international competition. Like, actually won an actual international competition because ESL. So what is apparently going to happen is two teams from each of the major domestic leagues will be able to participate in the event. So LCS, LEC, LPL, and LCK. And that Riot will not pick which orgs are going themselves. So presumably this is going to be on an invite basis and is going to be dependent on which teams accept those invites would be my guess. That is a little bit of me like speculating on what's being reported because there's a lot that isn't said and Jacob Wolf is very deliberate about only reporting the actual facts he has available to him and not doing any speculation himself. Mm-hmm. I'm speculating. Speculation is on me.
We can. We're not journalists. We've never claimed to be. We're just a bunch of silly goofballs.
Exactly.
We have strong opinions.
The tournament is apparently going to happen in the first week of July. So right in the middle of summer split, basically. And it's being compared to other third-party events like the 2022 Asian Games. As like what they're aiming for size-wise, like for the scale of the event. There has not been an international tournament other than the Asian Games that was hosted by someone other than Riot since 2017. That was the last Intel Extreme Masters.
Mm-hmm. Riot has brought everything directly within its own control, which in 2017, which was a precursor to franchising for LCS and for other changes made globally in LoL esports.
Yeah. So that's what we know and a little bit of speculation from what we know.
Mm-hmm. And to clarify, by the way, I said 54 million. I think I got those mixed up. I interposed them.
You went dyslexic for a moment. It's okay.
Yeah. 45 million, not 54. So if anyone comes after me over that 9 million, first of all, please, where is it? It does not exist. It was wrong.
Yeah.
If you don't follow the esports scene, you may not have heard of this, but this was a pretty big deal last summer, was the Gamers 8 competition, which is also highlighted here by Jacob Wolf. This is one of the first big event forays. In fact, I think the first big event foray for Saudi Arabia into all esports. They've tried to do some smaller events for particular games, but Gamers 8 actually included a whole slew of other games other than, I believe previously it was like they had done one or two Rocket League, maybe some fighting game specific ones. This one had Counter-Strike Go, CSGO, it had Rocket League, it had Fortnite, it had Street Fighter, Rainbow Six Siege, and a bunch of others. And this was a huge event that actually had a lot of controversy of its own. This is kind of what they're trying to do again, and Riot is the first big publisher really jumping into bed with them. And this sucks because
Riot is the biggest publisher
by far.
Into bed with them. League of Legends is so much bigger than every other esport that they've gotten, and that's including games you've actually heard of, like Counter-Strike and Rocket League.
Mm-hmm. And they've purchased those, so essentially the rights to run independent tournaments specifically for Counter-Strike were purchased 2 years ago by Savvy Gaming Group, which is the branch and arm of the Saudi Arabian government. They've already purchased ESL and they purchased Faceit, two of the largest, if not the largest, independent tournament organizers in the Western Hemisphere. So they've already kind of started this march, but Riot seemed like they were uninterested. Nothing in the recent past made it look like Riot would ever be interested in this. League itself has always been big and massive. It's always been growing. Riot's really seemed focused on bringing everything within their own control and not allowing any of it outside of it. So that fact alone, that there was going to be some sort of independent tournament, kind of shocked me. And it made it even more embarrassing in my mind that it was going to be Saudi Arabia and for a paltry $45 million.
Yeah. Especially on the scale Riot operates at, that's literally pocket change.
It does, right? It just does.
Individual
not seem...
skins make more money than that. Like a single
now,
skin.
The $45 million figure here is also specifically a prize pool. I don't know if he actually has any info in here about how much the Saudi Arabian government is offering to pay Riot to actually even have the tournament, but I would guess it is a substantial figure. I don't see it anywhere in here. I don't know if that has ever even been dug up or if it ever will be. I hope it does become public at some point, but I'm sure by, you know, 10 cents existence within the Chinese state, maybe some of those things will be shifted around. We'll never really know. I would have to guess this is a massive fucking sum. Like 1.5 billion. I can't imagine realistically Riot doing this, eating the egg they will have to for making this decision, especially after, okay, it wasn't just, but 3.5 years ago, we had the whole Neom debacle and they had to completely walk it back.
Yep.
This has to be such a big figure or so important to keep LoL Esports alive in Riot's mind that they pulled the trigger on this.
See, I just think that this just means the Neom deal was never truly shelved. They just backburnered it until they thought that the crap had blown over enough that they could just reintroduce it, essentially, is what it reads to me.
I don't know if that's it. I mean, this is definitely retooled, but it is true that anytime you have a business deal break down, it's just broken down for now.
Yes.
There's always, unless, you know, things really got bad between the two parties who are actually negotiating, you can always come back to the table and figure something out. Now, Neom was not a breakdown between Riot or even the LEC in Saudi Arabia, right? It was a breakdown because of the employees of the LEC. And so the LEC was not able to go forward with it. Otherwise, they absolutely would have. And realistically, I think both parties probably looked at it and said, okay, this was a bad idea. You know, we fucked up. And from what I remember reading 3.5 years ago with the backing down, it seemed to be that Saudi Arabia understood that they had overstepped. And that was, I believe, right around the same time that they had just acquired, or they just built up the LIV, Live Golf thing, which if you follow other sports, it used to be in golf PGA, which is the Pro Golfing Association, I believe is what it literally stands for, is a North American-based golfing league. Like, it's the one. PGA is what everyone goes to. It's what everyone's played. It's what Tiger Woods was playing, etc. Saudi Arabia basically built their own and enticed a whole bunch of players to go and be exclusive or even non-exclusive with LIV. And it was specifically to rip players out of PGA and to prop up their own product. A couple of people stuck with PGA, and then guess what? A couple of years later, PGA sold out completely, and LIV, I believe, now owns the rights to PGA as well. It's the same time period as that, where Saudi Arabia has been looking to move heavily into the entertainment space. They thought they could do so well. They thought they had an easy blueprint to follow. And then the audience that they were looking to hook didn't work out. And now potentially they're trying to do it again. And now seems like a great time to enter esports as a whole, right as the winter, you know, is maybe thawing, but still the effects are very much felt. And I'm willing to bet that's also how they were able to get in front of these other guys beforehand. Of the esports that participated in Gamers 8, the only one that really sticks out to me as being okay on its own right now is CSGO. Rocket League has been struggling for a little while. They've really kind of lost momentum in the esports space, even though they're a fucking great esport. It's super fun to follow. Highly recommend. Fortnite was really heavily struggling with actually having their own esport. I know their whole World Cup is kind of the big spectacle for them, but everything else, from what I understand, has kind of faltered as people kind of fell off watching BRs, Battle Royales, as an esport. Street Fighter, fighting game scene, always looking for more money. It's always very small teams or very small individual players working for larger organizations, and any injection of cash is huge. Rainbow Six Siege is dying and has been dying for a while. I don't think they had Overwatch here, but they had some other smaller games also likely within the fighting game community.
I'm actually shocked not to see Overwatch in the list. That seems like something that current Activision Blizzard would be like, yeah, sure, we'll take Saudi money. Who cares?
I wonder if there was maybe some actual concerns given the like legal concerns, giving ownership and Activision Blizzard. I don't know.
True. Microsoft is trying to buy them. Maybe they're waiting until that's all done.
Could be. And if Microsoft buys them, I don't know if they can start making deals with Saudi Arabia, since Microsoft also has a whole bunch of DoD contracts.
True.
Like, once you kind of get really involved with the governmental aspect of product development, some shit just becomes closed off to you.
True. So, I did also want to point out, this is a little bit of a tangent on it, but we as viewers, if this goes through, if there's not enough of a backlash and Riot doesn't walk it back like they did Neom, we as viewers can just choose not to tune in. This event won't matter towards anything. You don't have to watch it to see how your teams are going to perform on the international stage. Guess what? The good teams aren't going to fucking go. T1 isn't going to go to this. Why would they?
I think they could go. I think they could go. I do think that's a real concern, is that we could have G2 go. We could certainly have Gen G or T1 go. I think JDG would be more than happy to attend. It is more international experience. It's more exposure. I think we're going to see Team Liquid here. Like, just straight up, I think Team Liquid is going to participate if they're able to be one of the first people asked. I don't think teams, given the amount of money that this is claiming to give out, I think teams are going to be hard-pressed to snub their nose at it, first of all. And then secondly, this could be the only international competition they get. I think
I think it's more likely that the teams that have no real hope of making it to MSI or Worlds are the ones that accept to go so they can get some international exposure.
You know what would be really funny? If the only teams that went in the LEC were the ones that were already like eliminated from making it to playoffs later.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, those are the only teams, they have basically nothing to lose at that point. It's so hard to make money as a bottom tier esports team that I can see them being like, yes, we'll accept this invite. Two of our players are unwilling to go because it's dangerous for them, so we'll put in subs and let's go.
God, it'd be such an optical nightmare.
It is going to be a nightmare. But when they're in that situation, I don't think they care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then you sell out.
Yeah.
You sell the spot and just walk away. I think this is going to happen. I think it's like, I can likely see if that we actually
Geniuses hadn't sold out, Evil Geniuses would just be like, let's go.
They'd be knocking the door of Daddy Riot right now saying, please, 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 please let us go.
Yes.
Which they might if Valorant also ends up here. Which, if they're already negotiating with Riot, who knows?
That's a pretty good assumption, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think we could see anything here. And I'm going to talk about this from the perspective of a massive soccer fan. For those of you who have listened for a while, or really any amount of time, I talk about soccer any chance I get. Soccer is like my first love. My grandpa held me up in front of a soccer ball while I was still a newborn. Before I could walk, crawl, do anything, until I involuntarily kicked the ball so that he could tell everyone for the rest of my life that I kicked a ball before I could even walk. Like, this is deeply ingrained in my family's life. The Qatar World Cup of 2022 was, by most accounts, from what I've heard, one of the best World Cups, period. The level of gameplay was incredible. The final, I've been told, is one of the best finals of any international competition ever for soccer. And having seen some score lines and a highlight here or there, I believe them. I did not watch the Qatar 2022 World Cup. I thought it was a travesty. I did not think it was worth thousands of migrant workers losing their lives so that rich people could go travel there and watch other rich people play a sport.
And I want to be clear. Sean is not being hyperbolic here. They literally had a system called the kafala system where immigrants could go to Qatar and were basically slave labor and could not get their passports back to leave or anything. And literally thousands of people died to build that fucking stadium. It's so bad that me, the guy who does not pay attention to soccer, I know the name of the fucking system they used because that's how fucking bad it was and how much it has been talked about.
I want to be clear, that's a different country, right? Yes. Qatar is its own thing. Saudi Arabia is its own thing. But a lot of the concerns are shared largely because of the form of governments that both of them have, which are slightly different. You know, we have a monarchical system for Saudi Arabia. You have something that's not quite in name monarchical for Qatar. It's more like an oligopoly, but they are all ruled by a series of laws that are extraordinarily conservative and traditional that result in a lot of the same problems in people who enjoy the sport, who enjoy the esport, who enjoy casting it, who enjoy working with it, who enjoy working on the titles, the games themselves that are going to be played there, who would be unwelcome potentially arrested, and potentially even worse if they were to enter these countries for doing things that are not remotely illegal in the country in which they're currently living.
Yeah.
And that's a fucking shame. And I would ask anyone out there, if Saudi Arabia gets this thing, I will not be watching.
Same.
I'm not going to watch. I'm not going to give them the metrics that they would want. I refuse. I will not talk about this podcast. If I'm still hosting the podcast at that point, we will not be covering it at all.
Oh, I'm going to be blunt. Even if you're not hosting, if we cover it, that will be the end of me being on this podcast. Like, fuck this tournament and fuck Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Like,
this shit sucks.
Fuck all of this. Like, that's why we're doing this episode, is I am fucking mad.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, what we know is Jacob has tweeted a little bit more info. He's heard some stuff about what's happening at Riot. It seems that Riot employees are doing some pushback. I'm not hearing it to be nearly the level of vitriol or anger as what happened with Neom and the LEC. But it does seem even Riot's corporate headquarters are getting hit by folks upset about this decision, which is great because those people don't usually get mad about these sorts of things unless they're really going to hurt the bottom line. That's what's honestly required for people in those C-suites to start paying attention and getting angry.
Yes.
But he's also heard from folks who are like leading the LGBTQ plus like cultural division of Riot HQ are backing this plan to involve Riot production in Saudi Arabia. So it's a mixed bag when I really would have loved to have heard more anger. But I think people are also a little bit scared of being able to go to work the next day and have a job waiting for them. And this is exactly what Saudi Arabia is looking for.
Yeah.
They're looking for the people and the opportunities and the industries that really need what they have, which is money. Now, it's covered in blood in a lot of ways, but it still works at the bank.
And I want to be clear. If Saudi Arabia has their way, their goal is to get this tournament to be worked into the international tournament schedule as part of like the major official events. If that were to happen, you will see teams find ways to exclude LGBTQ plus players from their teams because they will not be able to take that player to an international event that's part of the schedule, that's part of the what they're trying to do for the year. That is what will happen, and that is one of the goals, is to other these people. People like Biofrost, people like Eka, who admittedly are not currently top-tier players, I guarantee there is at least one player who will be playing in one of the major leagues in 2024 who is in the closet because they're afraid to come out. Maybe they're Chinese and that's why. Maybe they're not. Doesn't matter. They will not be able to make that decision and come out and get support if Saudi Arabia's tournament is part of the tournament circuit, because doing so will be a risk to their continued employment. Fuck Saudi Arabia.
It's tough. Really disappointed in this. Really disappointed the Riot's even entertaining the idea. But so long as money is what makes the world go round, and countries like Saudi Arabia are able to exploit certain industries, in particular oil, their own natural resource that they have in abundance and other people really, really want, this will continue to happen. This will not be the last time we talk about Saudi Arabia trying to enter Riot Gaming. Even if they aren't involved, if this gets shut down completely, then we will hear about this again in 3.5 years, right?
Yeah.
Probably sooner. They'll try it again in 2 years. They'll try to whitewash some stuff and try it again.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we got. Happy New Year, motherfuckers.
We'll have a real episode with more of the cast next week, which for you guys listening will probably be a couple days from when this drops. And we'll talk about LEC, and it'll be a much happier tone, and we'll be back to our goofy, normal selves.
But if you didn't know, now you know. If you have any questions about this, or if, you know, we got anything wrong about this, this is the angriest I've gotten all year. But it's not the angriest I've been about Lil' Esports. But when I get angry, you know, sometimes certain things kind of fly out.
This is the angriest I've been about Loli Sports in literal years since July 2020, frankly.
Since Neon. Yeah.
And before that, since fucking Remilia. Like, there have not been very many times I've gotten this degree of angry about Loli Sports.
I'm honestly probably more upset about this than CLG, to be frank.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, no. Like, I'll still, CLG, you know, I'm still
CLG
enjoying watching
it. CLG is a
it.
Sadness for you. This is an anger. It's not the same feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And as much as I hate James Dolan, as far as I know, he has not literally murdered an American citizen. But he would like to.
I'm sure he has, but he probably has
maybe
not
contributed to it.
Yeah.
But not this bad. All right, on that really weird note, I think that's all we got.
Also, fuck James Dolan.
Okay, let's maybe like end this piece about Saudi Arabia, focused on Saudi Arabia. Do you want to do the one to end that? Can you bookmark that?
Sure. Fuck Mohammed bin Salman. He's a piece of shit.
There we go. Perfect. Let's go. All right, well, if we're missing for the episode next week, you know what happened to us.
It means now I can definitely never travel there, even though I'm a cishet white guy.
I just don't want to go.
Same.
That's it. That's all we got. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Hopefully you put up with this rant. If you got some comments, questions, we'd love for you to join our Discord, hang out with us, chat with us about it. I'd love to chat more. Nothing I love more than geopolitics, let me tell you. And it's very easy to be on the right side of history when you're discussing this current iteration of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So let's have a good time. That's it. We'll see you guys next week with more of our normal, regularly scheduled programming as we talk about the LEC. We're going to preview the upcoming weekend. Hopefully we'll actually have both scheduling and patch notes by then, although Lord knows we won't.
If we're recording on Monday, we will not have patch notes. We'll get them on Tuesday.
We won't have patch notes. I think we're going to record on Tuesday just to make sure we can get all that.
I'm doing four words on Tuesday.
No, then who knows what's going to happen.
Listeners, stay tuned.
Yeah. Just keep refreshing your podcast app. Also, you'll probably get episode 492, which was our big Shark Tank episode. We weren't able to push it out before the holidays, but hopefully Ian's going to be able to get around to that now. You should be listening to it. I mean, by the time you hear this, you've probably already listened to it because it's going to come out before this. But if you're listening to it, just be aware. We know there was a delay. It's holidays and all sorts of craziness. So please bear with us. Yeah, we'll see you next time for LEC and then the LEC preview after that, or excuse me, LCS preview after that. And then we're back. It's just a normal 2024 year of the 14th year of goddamn League of Legends. And we fucking love it. And we hope it doesn't get...
Sean...
dropped and don't tell me it's more than
this
that.
This is the 15th year of League of Legends.
No.
I have been playing this game for over 14 years.
No, I didn't need to know that. I just needed to live in my fantasy world. Okay, well, there's some... No, I'm not going to make the
it's
joke.
It's fine. I know the perfect way to end this shit show of an episode.
Please do.
Moo.
No, God, that was even worse. Patrons, thank you guys. We love y'all. Hopefully you enjoyed the December of fun. Thanks to every listener. Give us a big old thumbs up, 5 stars. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.